Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 9, 22. Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day." And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Does that apply to you and I? Does it? I want an answer from everybody. Let me say that again. Huh? Is it following the Master? Is that what he did? Did he deny himself? Did he take up his cross? He laid down his life. Did it make him sad all of his life? Is he sad now? No. Now there were some hard moments. No question about that. There were some hard moments, but the Bible says in Hebrews 12 that he even endured the cross. Amen. Suffered and despised that shame though. How did he do it? For the joy. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
For the joy that was set before. That the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what gives you the strength to say, "No, you take it. I'll wait on mine. No, I want you to have this right now. I'll believe God for two of them later." Amen. It takes faith to operate in this kind of love. That you are willing to sacrifice, you are willing to be inconvenienced that somebody else may be blessed, and oh, how much more that somebody else may be saved. Now you and I can't pay the price for another's sins. We don't need to. It's already been paid. But we can pay a price that the gospel can get to somebody. Amen. We can pay a price that in prayer and in giving and in believing and in preaching and teaching and traveling and working and going and sending. You can lay down your whole life. Can't you? And many are doing that. But how many are supposed to do it? Just because you're not called to stand behind a pulpit doesn't mean you don't have a ministry. And doesn't mean you're not called to do this. And God has given us a free will. We can choose our own life. We can make our own plans. Or he already has a plan. And it is not for us to decide what we want to be. That's already been decided for us. It's for us to discover what we've already been called and appointed and anointed to be and do. Keep reading here. He said, "For whosoever," verse 24, "will save his life," what'll happen? If you hold on to your personal flesh dreams and your personal things that you think will make you happy and what you want, what will happen to you? It will run through your fingers. You will lose it. You know, I had the privilege of teaching at Rhema Bible Training Center of the Kenneth Hagin Ministry for a number of years. And as instructors, we also were supposed to have exit interviews with anybody that quit. And it was interesting. We had one fellow that quit after 2 weeks. And his reason was that he already knew everything that was being taught. This is one of these super ignorant guys I was talking about earlier. How would you know in 2 weeks that you knew everything that was going to be taught for 2 years? How would you know that? I guess just a superior intellect. Somebody said, "What'd y'all tell him?" "Bye." Some folk don't want to hear, so The one fella, bless his heart, he quit. He's going to quit, but you don't know, why are you quitting? Well, he said, I'm not eating good. I've just been eating those, what do you call those, ramen noodles? What do you call them? Yeah, you know what they are. And he's been eating the cheap boxes of macaroni and cheese. And he said, I've been doing this for months now. And he said, man, back home, I can eat with mama and them. And they got steak every other day. And I said, now let me get this straight. You quitting so you can go home to mama's and eat steak? He said, well, but he already had his mind made up. You know what a serious thing that is? Do you understand? We need to get back to some of the fire and some of the zeal and some of the honor that the beginnings of the church had in the book of Acts. I mean, they had the pudding beat out of them. And they went back rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for him. He said, God, I'm so glad you didn't give my beating to somebody else. Thank you. Thank you. But the modern church doesn't think like that. They think, oh, we've been delivered from all that. Have we now? Have we now? No, you ought not suffer for your own mistakes. You don't have to suffer from the curse of the law. Thank God. But there is a suffering, 1 Peter talks about, according to the will of God. And it's an honor. But see, this is foreign to the modern body, isn't it? But I'm telling you, we're entering into a time right now. Did you hear me? Where it's getting blacker and whiter. You know what I mean by that? Where the true and the false and the sheep and the goats are going to be made more and more clearly divided. And if you are just a comfort Christian, and the only reason you got into this thing to begin with is because you heard that you could get faith and get a new car. And get a new house, and that's all that you've been in it for, and that's all you know, that also answers why you hadn't gone any further than you have. But I'm telling you, we read about in the epistles where the Bible says they took the spoiling of their goods joyfully, knowing that they got a richer inheritance, knowing that this stuff is just stuff. Do we have this higher mentality? The only thing that'll give it to you is the true love of God. The true love of God, that you know how much He loves you, and you love Him so much, and you love His people so much, that nothing else means that much to you. And you're willing to experience discomfort, even pain, even loss, even sacrifice, anything. Now here's the big if it benefits the kingdom of God. Now, I gave you these two things this morning. I want to go over them again. We're going to see the second one more clearly. Here, like we've said, are two of the biggest defining characteristics of if it's true, if it's right, if you're going in the right way with this. Number one, we've already said, is what?
Joy.
Joy. Secondly, if you're really operating in this kind of love, it benefits somebody else. If you think you're going through a bunch of suffering and it's not benefiting anybody else, you're deluded. Yes. You're deceived. If you think you're going through a bunch of stuff for your own personal spiritual development, and I'm just suffering all this stuff so I can get greater revelation and so I can get close to God and I can have, then you are deluded. You are deceived. That is not Christian suffering. Jesus suffered nothing except it benefited somebody else. Do you realize that I just, you know, kicked over a lot of sacred cows right there? Do you understand that? There are whole denominations that some of their central theme is this perverted suffering for Jesus. And that they go through all this trauma in their life, and it's supposedly just for their personal spiritual development, I'm going to say it boldly, that is a deception. I said it is a deception. 1 Peter, if you read the whole epistle closely, he carefully defines two reasons for suffering. One is suffering for your own faults. Suffering because of your own mistakes and failures. And so much of human suffering falls into that category. There is no glory in it. There's no reward for it. You are not the better for having gone through it at all. Did you hear me? And I'll just be frank, it kind of rubs me the wrong way when somebody is suffering for their own mistakes and they want to try to harp and say it's for the glory of God. No, no. But there is a suffering according to the will of God. Amen. It's a suffering for the cause of Christ. It's a suffering for the benefit of the kingdom. It's a willingness to lay down yourself, like Paul talked about. Who was it? Epaphroditus. That put his life at risk so that he could come, and he was nearly dead. He nearly died, the Bible said, so he could bring things to me. He said to hold such in honor that because for the cause of Christ, he hazarded his life. That's to be honored. I said, that's to be honored. You'll push yourself. You'll spend your last money. You'll stay up all night and miss sleep to pray. You'll sacrifice. You'll lay down yourself for somebody else. If nobody else is benefiting, then it's vain. Now let's establish this from the Word more clearly. I want you to go with me to Romans. And this is the part I was talking about. I want us to take some time and turn to some scriptures. Can you handle that? I want us to go to scripture after scripture for a few minutes here. Romans 15. These are some things we have to believe God through and to. There's a lot of shouting comes later. But we got to get there. Amen? We got to get there. Actually, I'll be honest with you. When the Lord gave me this assignment, I was a little bit hesitant because I knew that some of the first part of it, people don't always see it initially. And you just have to stay after it. Oh, but when you do see it, when it begins to break on your soul, when it begins to break on, the light of it dawns on your being, it lifts you up to a place you haven't been before. Amen. Do you hear what the Spirit of God was saying to me? He said, so many don't know what true Christianity is. Now, how much more basic can you get than that? True Christianity. Tell me what true Christianity is. Love. It's being like the Master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.